This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Oisai, we're holding in the Ovois, Perik Gimel, Mishnehei. Rav Hananya ben Chanichoy, Oimeh. Little Hatomer of Hananya ben Chanichoy, it's Machloike, but some hold he was the Talmud Mahamavokum of Rabbi Kiva. Not only did he learn Torah Sanigla from him, he also learned Torah Sanigla, Nistra, I mean, Torah Sassoy from him, my separation, my Markov, Gemara in Chagiga, Yudal. In the main Medrash of Eila Eskaro, we say on Tisha B'Av, and we say it also in the Kina on Tisha B'Av Eila Eskaro. So over there it's mentioned, Musaf also, on Yom Kippurim, mentioned Rav Chaim Ben Baruchai is one of the Asura Rugi Malchus. Because I propose that we learn this Mishnah in the week of Parash Vayichi, because we know the famous Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that Yosef, because Yosef was never Moichel, the 10 brothers, so therefore they had to have a kapor had to come out through the Asura Rugi Malchus. He never said he's Moichel, he said different words of comfort, but he never said before he's Moichel them. Therefore, Nebuch the Kapor had to come out on the Asura Arugi Malchus, and one of them was Chanino ben Chanichoy, Chananya ben Chanichoy. The Maisa, so in some Tfusim, it's taken out different things, and then one from Tishba, from Yom Kippur, but Kitzabot, it's mentioned his name, and he was 95 at the time of the Ariga. However, you should know that Meirin is like Dhamma to this Masechta. He doesn't mention him amongst the Arugi Malchus. Ella, a different Tana, B'Shem Yehuda Hanachtoi. But anyway, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chaim Ben Yoy says, Haner Balayla, someone is up at night. V'amahalach Mechil Bayedech, Yechidi goes on the way individually without other company of somebody else. V'amafana Liba Levatola, and he is. He empties his heart with nothingness. His heart is empty with nothingness. He lets his heart be free and open and without thought. So, Lamai is a big machlok. The Girus over here, what is the exact Girus? So, in the Mishnah, is it two things or three things? The Tosfos Yontif, the Medrash Shmuel, all learn that the first part of the Mishnah is there's two things over here. It's Raneh B'Lai V'Mahal B'Derech Yechidi, that if a person is up at night, or he's going B'Derech B'Yechidi by Laila, and he's Mefana Libo Levatola. And the reason is that a person is, at the time of night is one of Mazikin, the Shalav is also going on. No, B'derech Yechidi doesn't have to be a lie of the Pashto, according to this. It could be Hamahal B'derech Yechidi, somebody goes individual on the way. You go by yourself on the way. So the Ma'is is so if you can hold over. So Hamahal, the Mishnah reads like this, Haner B'Laila, if you're up by night, or you Hamahal B'derech, you go on the way by yourself individual, even by day, maybe. V'mefana Liboy Levatala, and you're mafali, but Torah means you're not thinking in Torah. You have no Torah on your mind. Your mind is empty, totally empty from any Torah. The reason is because since Laila is a man of mazikin, for the person that's up at night, and also going on the way, the day of the sakona from the listim and pegoyim royim, things can happen when you're by yourself. So if you be oisik b'Torah, the Torah would watch you. Says the Rashi in the Baratanur, the Torah would protect you. The Torah is mangin matzah, the Gemara says in Soita. So that's lafida and fida pshat. That's what Harez is chayav b'nafsho. Pshat is because you have a way to protect yourself, and you're not using that protection, and therefore you mischayav b'nafsho. However, there are mefarshim that learn a different pshat. Because the reason why mischayav b'nafsho is a whole different pshat, and they learn pshat. That these times, nighttime, and when a person's by himself, walking by himself, is a very, 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 very opportune time. The mind is free, and the mind is very, very now susceptible to be able to be koilet Torah, to understand Torah, to understand the depths of Chachma, the Torah. And it's a very, very chashuv time for learning. Yeah, because you're not busy working, and you're not hearing kolos of Bnei Adam, you're by yourself. And you've found your libel of Atolah, the Yimishai ben Avshoi, Shemav since man, Shemboyachor Elios, Lemachshav Beruv, and Chor B'Devei Torah. The Rabbeinu Yoni writes, is a time when you can mamish pound away and gain tremendous insight and gain tremendous chokhma. And so says the Rambam, that Afo Bisha mitzvah lumay b'yoyim of a layla, even though it's a mitzvah to learn at night. However, says the Rambam about learning Torah b'layla, ain't on learning roiv chokhmasa b'layla. Roiv of your chokhmasa you learn by night. The field Bisha roiv chokhmasa b'kesra Torah. Therefore, the Rambam writes in Perek Hinuchos Talmud Torah, Gimel Yud Gimel. A person wants to go to the Kesra, to settle to the Kesra Torah, the crown of Torah. You want to be the top. You want to be great in Torah. You saw B'chol Leilo Yisov, says the Rambam, you should be careful all your nights. Lo Ya'avid Afilo Echemen B'shina. Don't waste them in sleep. B'achilu V'shtiyah V'sichu V'yosef and different things. Al B'talmud Torah V'divin Chochmo. So according to this pshat, the reason why Yisrael B'navsh means the opportunity is lost. And you're mischayav b'nafshah because you had this opportunity. The same thing when a person is walking alone. You're not mitor with anybody else. You're all by yourself. You could think properly. You could have a certain type of clarity in your learning. The Gemara says in the Megillah, "Tzmaisa bois lusa." Kiyoyim the istna tzmaisa needs to lusa, needs clarity. Rashi says you're not torah b'klum. There's no tirdas on your head. And then when you're in that matzah, then you can learn Torah and acquire such knowledge. And you don't, you're mischayav b'nafshah for that. That's all going to the Mishnah that these two things are two separate things. At the end of the Mishnah, umefana, you have to give us umefana, liba levatoba goes. Umefana is going on both of those first two categories of an air, balayla, umefana, liba levatoba, you're doing my, oa mahaba derechim, umefana, liba levatoba. The third, the other pshat in the Mishnah is that all three things are separate things. They're all three separate things that we have our gizzes. Haneh b'layla, one thing. V'amahal b'dah, yichidi, second thing. V'amafali b'vatol is the third thing. Three separate things. Yitzchayat b'navshon. This is the pshat. I think the Meiri's pshat. And the pshat is that you're up at night, late at night, too late at night. You're staying up late at night. It's something that's mazik gebrius. It's all separate things. People stay up very late at night. It's a terrible thing sometimes. If you're learning Torah and using the night for what we said before in the Rambam, that's one thing. When a person stays up late, stop, and he just damages his health. And even when you're learning, a person has to be very careful. When it's known Radin, the Chofetz Chaim used to go and shut the lights at a certain time because he knows as a child that he overdid it and he realized that it had affected his whole health for his whole life. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is very makpid that people should go to sleep on time. So the male, a person that's up very, very late at night and doesn't take care of his health, he's misaking himself by going to places where there's robbers and bandits and all different types of perils along the way. And the third thing is, you don't do anything with your life. You're just, as we call it, a lazy good for nothing. Your person's not doing anything, just wasting his time. He's in the couch business. That means he sleeps on the couch all day. He's not learning, he's not working. Through that, a person comes, as the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Nun Tes, in Tzubis, that a person is mevatel himself, boli de shiyamam, he comes to craziness. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you. There are three different things that could cause you to have damage your health, damage your sight, damage the person himself, and that is, if you stay up late at night, your physical health, you go on the way, your physical health by not taking care and getting enough sleep, or you go on the way and you put yourself in sakana, physical sakana, or you find a little batola, and you mess up your brain, you mess up your whole emotional system because since you're not doing anything and your person has to work, has to be busy, so his mind goes crazy. I raise them, mischai benavsho, you mischai benavsho. Therefore, each one is an individual thing. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.